have good news for you, for me, for believers all across the world. God wins. All the time. It's 2020, and we might want to repeat this daily. Yeah, 2020 has been quite the challenge, and in moments of weakness and frustration, we may even feel like the poor Israelites trying to rebuild the temple. Hi, my name is Tammy Wendling, and I have the honor of serving as the Director of Discipleship and Communication at Alexander City First United Methodist Church. Yes, this is my official job, but the ministry is my passion. I have my eyes each day giving thanks for this church, the people, and most importantly, to God for the opportunity to grow in His love every day. I'm going to read to us from Ezra 6 to get a little background on what's going on with the Israelites. So we'll start with Ezra 6:13. Because of the decree King Darius had sent, the governor of Trans-Euphrates and their associates carried it out with diligence. So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai, the prophet of Zechariah, a descendant of Iddo. They finished building the temple according to the command of God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. The temple was completed on the third day of the month Adar in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. Then the people of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the exiles celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy. For the dedication of this house of God, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 male lambs, and as a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats, one for each of the tribes of Israel. And they installed the priests in their divisions and the Levites in their groups for the service of God at Jerusalem, according to what is written in the book of Moses. On the 14th day of the first month, the exiles celebrated the Passover. The priests and Levites had purified themselves and were all ceremonially clean. The Levites slaughtered the Passover lamb for all the exiles, for their relatives, the priests, and for themselves. So the Israelites, who had returned from exile, ate it, together with all who had separated themselves from the unclean practices of the Gentile neighbors, in order to seek the Lord, the God of Israel. For 7 days they celebrated with joy the festival of unleavened bread, because the Lord had filled them with joy by changing the attitude of the king of Syria, so that he assisted them in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel. So this week's reading in Ezra begins in chapter 5, where we're getting the background on what's been going on with the exiled Israelites. And the first group of returning exiles are approved to go back to Jerusalem after the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia. So Cyrus sends them off with the treasure taken from them some 70 years before. And everything is seemingly going well, and the Israelites, full of hope and dedication, get busy building the temple. And it's typical, not everyone was pleased with the rebuild, and trouble begins. Because of fear, political pressure, and doubt, the temple rebuilding is halted and was dormant for a lot of years. You know, let's detour here and parallel our own challenges as believers. And as disheartening as it sounds, we are often faced with some of the same challenges as the Israelites. You know, throughout our lives as believers, we work to pour love and devotion into building up the kingdom of God, with great hope and excitement and intention. And unfortunately, oftentimes the world and all of its worldly things present obstacles, pain, and stumbling blocks. The battle's real. And as hard as it may be to remain steadfast in our work and our goals to glorify God, we must. The things of this world can cause us, if we're not continually mindful, to stumble or become paralyzed. As leaders and priests in the kingdom of God, we have to keep focused on the long-term goal, the big picture. Can't lose heart. Now, to declare and proclaim with earnestness and intent that we can always forge ahead, no matter the challenges, would be unrealistic. You know, there are certainly circumstances at times beyond our control where all we can do is to simply be still, to remain faithful, and wait for God to move. Now, let's pick back up in Ezra 7. The time has come for the second group of exiles to return to Jerusalem, and Ezra is going to lead them. And it had been around 80 years since the first group trekked over 900 miles back to Jerusalem. The temple had been finished, but the lives of God's people were in peril. They were in shambles. Because Ezra had spent the better part of his life studying and living out the Word of God, he was committed to teaching and instructing the Israelites in how to move forward to build up that kingdom of God. It would not be easy. There were many challenges were before him, but he would persevere. Because Ezra humbled himself before God in prayer and petition, ultimately the nation was led to revival. In Ezra 7:10 it says, "For Ezra has devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. You know, consider, Ezra presents a storied visual for us as believers, even today. We come to God often many times in our lives. We're in excitement and we're zealous to build up the temple. We want to reach the lost souls and serve others in love. We feel called and energized to bring glory to the one that created and planned for us even before we were born. We're on fire to move. We want to do something. And then the world closes in and our focus becomes lost and difficult, frustrating. You know, these are the moments we lose heart and question ourselves. We question our calling. But in hope and with prayer, this is when our faithful Father pulls us close and reminds us who's in control. And when our hearts and souls are truly aligned, we can ready ourselves to move forward with God. The stumbling blocks and obstacles, they're mere pauses on the journey to build and glorify God. You see, the story's already been written. It's foretold in His Word. So like Ezra, friends, forge ahead. Tackle the problems. Proclaim God's Word and take heart, for God wins every time. Heavenly Father, we come to You today, first of all, with great thanksgiving, because even in the midst of the challenges that this world is facing today, You are with us. It only takes a moment, a breath, to feel Your presence and to acknowledge that You are in control. And as You walk with us, we will persevere. We will claim that this nation and this world will see a revival, and the believers that come to You will be rewarded with Your love. We come to You, Father, in great petition for those around us. Be with us as we walk forward in Your love. In Your precious and very holy name we pray. Amen.